This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The scenes behind the glass, there's no sports, it's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies. Yeah, it's pit season, what a time to be alive. Pit season, couple of regular guys, it's pit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's pit season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
This is episode 89 of Bit Season.
89!
And our first one back from our summer break.
You know what's weird is, this is officially Bit Season, because that's when you declared. Bit Season is right after the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And this is prime, we're in the meat of Bit Season, right in the summer. All-Star Weekend for baseball, nothing going on. And we took vacation.
I do see the irony in that.
Yes.
I know the listeners were not happy with our break, but look,
we're not doing a one man show.
We're humans too, right? And we get vacation time, and it just wasn't going to work out. Valdez took a long vacation. I took a medium vacation.
Hey, I was upset with you.
Why?
Because you vacation shamed me. Okay.
Yeah.
And you basically took the exact same vacation days, except one didn't count because one was July 4th, a holiday.
Well, that's smart planning. That's like Jason's Thanksgiving wraparound.
I know, but all in all, the days, the total number of days were the same.
I missed 6 days of work.
I missed Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
And then
Monday,
Tuesday. Okay. So you missed 8 days of work.
Yes, I made 8 days of work.
And I was only planning on missing 5, but for whatever reason, our company does not give you July 3rd off. It's a tragedy. And I thought when I booked the vacation that I would have July 3rd and 4th off.
But technically, it would be 7 days off if you didn't have July 4th off.
Yeah, right. But that doesn't count. I mean, that's like saying you had vacation during Christmas. That doesn't count.
Okay.
In fact, I'm actually owed a day. Don't the junkies always say that? I'm owed a vacation day.
Rollover days.
Yeah, we're gonna roll that one over.
Rollover days. Hey, speaking of the junks, why did they take so much joy in your misery for your vacation?
Well,
because you think about it, vacations are supposed to be when you're relaxing, recharging your battery, mm-hmm. ready for that final push heading into winter. Why were they so gleeful?
You know what? I don't really know. I guess I'm glad they took an interest in my vacation when I came
that
back.
That is true.
And they didn't, if you know, I've taken vacations before and I don't think they asked me when I came back.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it was nice that they took an interest in it. And I think that they've all been there as parents.
Oh,
they remember what it's like to have young children.
That's definitely true because they've asked repeatedly, like, I wonder what travel was like.
They were talking about me while I was gone?
On and off air. I think mainly off air more than on air.
No ADs and off air conversations.
No, but like they kept saying, how was Drab's flight out? They asked me if I knew or anything like that. It's also, it's a very weird dynamic because I just think, well, why didn't they just ask you? But I guess they don't want to bother you on your vacation.
No, I'm glad that no one bothered me because I remember last time I was home 2 years ago in the summer, you were calling me at like 4 a.m. West Coast time to have me come on the air because remember somebody said they were on my flight.
Someone lied about being on your flight.
Yeah. And then if they were on this flight, they would have been right. If they were on this flight and called and said Drab's kids were crying and screaming and ruined everyone's day, I would have had no argument. But last time I defended myself because my kids hardly made a sound.
But they were hellions this time.
It was a challenge. It was a challenge for sure. And I mean it. Like I am the big silly. Like these girls, they just get butt size for me. And
you're the protector.
I am the protector, and I do a lot of the dirty work. I'm grinding. What is it? Say 24/7 or whatever it is.
Doing the dirty work. Why do I think of changing diapers?
So many blowouts. My kids got to be behind now on potty training. Someone messaged me the other day. They had triplets, and they were born 6 months after my kids, and his triplets are all potty trained.
Whoa.
I think until they're like three, it's fine.
Okay.
Maybe after that, you should probably start getting on it. But I have no
idea. Are you procrastinating their development?
Maybe a little bit, but all the kids in their class at daycare are still in diapers, so I'm not really worried about it.
Okay.
At some point, we'll have to move on. But let me tell you something. There was no fun. There was no fun. I didn't have 1 minute of fun.
All my vacation is fun and relaxing and
I know.
Joy and glee. Look, I'm glowing. I still have my tan. I'm glowing. You, on the other hand, it looks like your bags are bigger than ever.
Thank you. my dad actually ricked me at one point. We're in the car, my dad, me, and my two twins, and we're driving up to the lake. The lake is about 30 minutes north of town.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids are crying in the back seat. And I'm placating them, right? I'm just...
Yeah, Paw Patrol.
Feeding them iPads, French fries, lollipops.
Chase stuffed animals.
Whatever it is. And my dad goes... He hadn't said anything really all week, but I could tell he was kind of avoiding them. He says, you know, if you keep giving them whatever they want, you're going to have real problems on your hand later on.
He's giving you
parenting
advice.
Right. Meanwhile, my dad, who I love, just did an Officer Hard Ass growing up. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I mean, he raised a kid that bashed his brother's head in with a rock.
Right. Yeah. Like my dad, my dad was not one for, you know, he was not a big teddy bear.
Right.
He's awesome, but it's just that wasn't his parenting style.
No, I completely understand.
Okay, probably similar to Bob Myers.
Yeah, my dad was the same way. Growing up, I was in constant fear of my father. Now, as I got older and I developed my relationship a lot better with him post college, I guess you could say.
I guess I would subscribe to more of a balanced lifestyle with my kids. You know, I'm there. We have a lot of fun together. We mm-hmm. screw around together. I let them get away with some stuff here and there, but then I have to tighten the ropes when the time is right. But here was the problem. I'm on vacation and I'm with my family all over the place. All my brothers, their kids, you know, there's like 20 people or whatever it is at all times.
Mm-hmm.
What I was terrified of was ruining everyone else's day.
Right.
With the screaming kids.
Your constant fear is that your problems all of a sudden
is ruining everyone else's lake
bleeds,
day.
Bleeds over into everyone else's vacation, trip, plans for the day.
100%.
You didn't want to be the anchor of the family.
Believe
everything.
Me, I can tune my kids out. They're crying and fighting and biting and whining all the time. At home, I can tune them out. I don't care.
You're immune to it.
I'm locked in on Twitter on my phone. And if I need to be, right?
Yeah.
But I can't do that on vacation because I can tell everyone else is getting annoyed. So what do I have to do? I have to get them to stop crying.
Yeah. You have to assess the situation.
Here's a lollipop. Here's the TV. Yeah. Be quiet. Please be quiet, little kids. Please. Yeah. Stop screaming. You're ruining everyone else's day. Mm-hmm. All my dad sees is, well, you're a terrible parent. You're just giving this kid whatever he wants.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he kind of ricked me at one point, and I could tell they were butt sized when we left. They wanted their home back.
Did you respond to your father when you said?
I had to explain that to him. And he was like, well, I don't care. And I'm like, well, Dad, I've seen you walk out of the room 100 times this week.
Yeah, because you walk out of the room because you're being annoyed. Yeah, being annoyed because they're, you know, fighting nonstop.
That was because they're not usually like that. I mean, usually they're good kids, but they're toddlers, so they're going to cry and stuff. But they were just so overly attached to me. Okay. I was smothered, and not the way I want to be smothered. Yeah. I was smothered by my children.
Not face-sitting.
Yeah. I was smothered by my children, and I referenced this on the show.
Yeah.
My wife doesn't understand, and I don't understand how she feels because I don't feel rejected. So my kids out on the trip rejected my wife. She wanted to be the super mom.
Yeah.
And show off how much her kids love her.
This was her motherhood Super Bowl.
It really was. And she got blowed out.
Because you know what I mean? Holding a little baby, it's basically feeding, changing, burping, holding it while it sleeps.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not really, I mean, it's obviously hard. As hard as having two children, two hellions, you know, with crowns scribbling on the wall. It's a different animal. Having an infant as opposed to having two twin toddlers running around.
Look, I don't know what age is the hardest. I don't know if, having twins is very hard. But look, you have one kid, it's hard. You have two, three kids. Some people have six kids. It's all hard. Okay, it just depends on your life is.
Well, what I'm saying is that age is a lot more difficult.
They're uncontrollable. I could show you videos.
I know. And Sarah wanted to step up. In the big game, and have it be known that she's the king, or not the king, she's the queen.
Well, she just wanted to feel loved, right? Actually, I shouldn't tell you this, but I will anyways. So
yes, I love this.
I'm sure I'll get in trouble, but whatever. We're all family here. So last night, my wife was. She was upset still. Like, this whole thing has been very draining on her.
Yes.
And
I can see emotionally and physically draining.
So I saw her taking notes, writing down her thoughts on a notepad last night. Oh. And when she fell asleep, the notepad was on my side of the bed.
Okay.
So I picked it up and I read what she's
journaling her thoughts.
She's journaling, but it was a sloppy, sloppy diary because she just left it out for me to read. Uh-huh. And maybe she's not locked away or anything. It was on a notepad.
Uh-huh.
And it said, I haven't even talked to her about this yet, but it said, I'm frustrated because I do all the hard work and Matt is just there for the playtime. And that's what they see them as, and I'm doing all the grinding, first of all.
All right, hold on. Obviously she thinks that, but does she think your parents think that or that the kids think that?
Probably everything, but mostly she thinks that the kids think that, or that's how she perceives our household right now.
Okay.
But she has, I don't want to say no idea. I mean, she has an idea, but she doesn't, you can't say that. You can't say that.
You're a team.
We're not playing video games. We're not playing the Nintendo Switch together.
No, it's not a divide and conquer.
Right. We're not to that age where it's like, I'm the cool dad and my kids only want to hang out with me and we're just playing video games and going to the pool and there's no parenting going on.
Mm-hmm.
Look, my wife does a lot. She absolutely does. And she works, she gets to work at 8 a.m. She works at a daycare with screaming kids. And then she comes home and at 5 o'clock with the kids.
Hold on. You hit the nail on the head on what the problem is.
She's burnt out.
No, she's suffocated by kids.
Right.
So she her entire day is inundated with whoobies and crying and peeing your pants. You know what I mean? Childhood stuff.
She teaches 4 and 5 years old. So it's a nightmare
just her
too.
Day, her day is just that would be the same thing as if you're in front of a microphone from 8 a.m. and then going home and having a microphone in front of you.
Dude, I get it. I do get that. So I cut her a break for that. When she comes home, like, I don't hold that against her if she takes a nap.
No. But you feel attacked. Dude, you feel attacked.
I feel unappreciated. So, like, dude, I make dinner, and I don't make a big deal out of it. I do the baths most nights. Weekends, I get up at 6:30 every weekend with the kids. Mm-hmm. We're not screwing around. Like, I'm parenting. Like, it's a grind nonstop. Then Cork, our buddy Cork needs to know that because he thinks that I'm going home and just napping for 4 hours and not working out. Because I'm not working out and I haven't been working out and he doesn't understand what the grind is at home. That's the word of the day, grind. So anyway, so she thinks in her mind, at least right now, maybe she was just in a bad mood, that I'm just...
No, also, you might have effed up.
Why?
Because it could have been that type of thing where you write this nasty email because you want to curse someone
else.
You
don't send it?
And you don't send it, but you had to get it off your chest.
Do I bring this up to my wife?
I don't know. You need at least a day buffer. Okay. You need a day buffer.
Just think about it.
You need to think about
it. Type the tweet up. Don't send it.
Exactly. Because this might be what she... Because it might be her thoughts, and she just needed to clear her mind.
Mm-hmm.
And she never had any intention of shoving it in your face.
Right.
Does that make sense?
I'll give it the day.
Personally, I don't think that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm willing to think that she just wrote it down.
Well, hold on, it's definitely not the case. Are you talking about what? Who's putting the work?
No. I mean, I don't think she's going to confront you with her letter.
Right.
I think she just wrote that down.
Yeah, probably.
To just vent.
Yeah.
And she had no one to vent to, and what is Tinsley going to listen to her vent?
No,
exactly.
Right.
It's something that she doesn't want to bring up with her parents because you know what I mean.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to. That's
fair.
I guess bad mouth you.
Oh, she'll she'll talk to her mom about me. Yeah, they're like best friends. That's fine. I don't really care about that.
All right. That's just my work. My brain working.
Right. But I want to feel appreciated because look, she feels rejected. Is this interesting to you?
This is kind of interesting to me. Right. I don't have kids. So
she feels rejected coming home from that trip.
I'm sure our biddies can relate.
Yeah, a lot of people have kids. And I'm feeling I'm feeling a little unappreciated after the circus, the juggling that I was just the nonstop circus that was going on that I had to be in control of for the last 10 days on that trip where she was able to, you know, take her sad feelings and go to the room and be sad or whatever, or go on the Wave Runner. Okay. Meanwhile, I literally have
the kids are crying. I literally have
two toddlers. I literally have two toddlers, fingernails in my ankles. They're so attached to me. I'm walking and I'm dragging the toddlers because they're so attached on this trip. Where they're uncomfortable with their new surroundings and all kinds of stuff. So they're just me.
Here's also, I don't know if it's a problem, but the expectation was that she was going to go show all the heavy lifting.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? She goes, I deal with this all the time at home. I was expecting to show everyone how I handle this and how I deal with this at Loon Lake or whatever it's called.
You know what my mom said 100 times before I went home? I was like, Mom, you have no idea what you're about to walk into. She goes, those kids, their feet won't touch the ground while they're here. You got so many cousins and aunts and uncles that want to hold them and play with them. Okay.
Hey, I bet you your family ran away like they were the bubonic plague when they started crying.
Yeah. The only thing that didn't hit the ground was my ass on the couch. Okay. That's the only thing that it wasn't touching. Anyway, it was a grind. So I am glad to be back. I think Valdez is glad to have me back.
I've missed you.
I missed you too.
Was that gay?
No, it wasn't. It was we have a bond together.
we have a bond.
Michael Marr.
Michael Marr is a producing rock star.
He's a great fill-in.
He is a great fill-in. He gets a lot of the work done.
But it's still, you know, it's not, it's still someone somewhat new that he's in there. You don't have the same chemistry or camaraderie with him.
You know what I miss? You know what I miss most about you, Drab?
My radio instincts.
Sure. No, I miss my backboard, meaning I like to throw stuff against you.
Oh, you mean inappropriate comments to see how I'll react, to see if you can use them on the air?
Exactly.
You were gun shy without my approval.
I'm gun shy. I need to workshop stuff out. I'm the type of person that talks stuff out, and if I see Drab snickering after I say something, I know that I can use it.
All right,
get a reaction
that's
from
fair.
The guy.
That's fair.
It's a little thing, but I think I missed that the most. What did you miss about me?
Well, I appreciated you texted me. You did not text me at any point. The guy's got nothing. You didn't never say. I was hoping oh, yeah. to see that text, and it never came.
I know. I did send you one rage text.
You did, but it wasn't what I wanted. I always appreciate the guy's got nothing, but it makes me feel like I'm part of the team, and it's not going well without me.
It's hard. I will say that without you, it's hard. It's a lot easier in the middle of football season. I was going to say, what did I text you? Did I text you anything?
I just got a text message from somebody that said, love the vacation stories, Drab. Hope you put it into bit season. I missed that. I resonated with people with these young dads out there.
You are. You're the father whisperer.
I don't know about that, but I think people are living vicariously through me a little bit, through my help.
Well, we've gotten a lot of messages about people about how they relate to it and how like they have no friends anymore because they're full time parents.
Who am
I
going
to? Kind of sad.
I was upset that I missed the Mission Impossible viewing.
I was
excited about that because, as JP says, we don't do a lot of events, and that was a cool event.
Cool.
Middle of the day movie. Like, what? We should be doing that stuff all the time.
Oh, no. That was talked about. We want to try and do something like once a month.
Every blockbuster have an 11 a.m. showing.
Any movie that has some pizzazz to it.
All right, what's next on the
Barbie?
Okay,
We're about Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer. I'm butt sized.
I don't even know what Oppenheimer's about. I just know everyone gets sized.
I think it's about the bomb or something. I think.
Okay.
I don't know. That's what my dad told me.
Hey, you want to know the best part about the whole experience that we did at
you guys have free popcorn and drinks?
Unlimited popcorn
and
soda.
Are you serious? Just for the big sillies or for everybody?
Everyone.
What? open bar. Open bar at Icon Theaters?
Yes. You should have seen
what it. What are they doing?
They had a billion bags out, and people were just walking over, grabbing their popcorn. I got three soda refills. That's why I had to go pee every 5 minutes during the show.
Holy cow.
I know. It was awesome. Oh, no. And then it wasn't just the popcorn, okay? So you basically got a free popcorn as much as you wanted.
As much as you want. Okay, free refill.
But you also... But they're also handing out coupons for like a free entree. So like,
is an entree. Is this the blanket theater that JP always talks about?
There's no blanket theater or blankets in the theater. But like, JP got chicken nachos. Like you could go get a nacho plate if you wanted to in the movies while you watch Tom Cruise.
All right, we got to do this. We got to do this once a month or
The guys seemed very excited to do it, especially at that show place because it's.
It's in between everybody.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, if we start like setting them up and we start doing them at like 11 o'clock every single time we do it.
Yeah.
Because number one.
First Thursday of every month, or whatever.
At 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
We do it. And the best part about it was we were kind of hesitant about the crowd that we'd get.
Mm-hmm.
We got 70 people on somewhat short notice.
I told you that everyone's got free time now.
I know, but
no one's in a cubicle anymore. So you can sneak out for a couple hours.
Oh, we learned that. And everyone goes, oh yeah, I worked down the street and I had a meeting canceled and I came here. Right. You know how many of those I got?
Yeah. And that was for a first one without any sort of like, and it was last minute, pretty much. I know. With the holiday, it was the day after the holiday or 2 days after the holiday.
I mean, and we squeezed a lot of content out of it on air. Now, you know what I was kind of bitter about?
What?
Is I don't know if we didn't ruin the movie, but we talked a lot about what was going on in the movie.
I know. That's always, I would have plugged my ears and walked out. That's always, you just have to set the scene a little bit. You guys always give too many details away. The Junks are terrible movie reviewers.
They really are.
They don't know what.
Well, then why are we doing a movie club when we can't even review it?
You couldn't review it either. You couldn't give it like 4 stars.
Oh, we did.
Oh, okay.
Kevin wasn't allowed to give his official review, but we did. No one gave us any kind of gag order.
Mm-hmm.
So I just felt like that meant it was fair game to give it a review. What I learned from Mission Impossible, and you know what, I kind of learned it yesterday as well.
What's that?
I think Eric Bickle is a smart person.
Okay. Let's see where this is going.
All right, but my God, it must be an attention span thing. How did he not understand the movie?
Well, I haven't seen the movie yet, so I can't completely, you know, Joan on him for that, but it's par for the course with him, and I think it's his.
Is it an attention thing?
I think he has short term memory loss.
Okay,
for sure, he has no attention span. He was probably on his phone. Did he end up sitting by himself? I know there was chatter about that.
They had spots that were reserved for the Junks, but when we got in there, we just kind of picked our own seats and did whatever we did. So like I usually like a top row corner. I'm a top row corner guy. So I went up to like the top row corner.
Who did you sit with?
Sit with?
Yeah.
There was nobody next to me, but I had a listener in front of me.
Oh, so it wasn't like the lights were on, everybody walks in there, and then you guys are all standing around welcoming everybody, and then let's start the show.
No, we're all outside.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of tilting because I think Eric and Jason came like five minutes before the showtime.
Well, whatever. I mean, I know. So the movie starts a few minutes late. Big deal. I'm guessing there wasn't 30 minutes of trailers.
No trailers whatsoever. But we're all out in the like the lobby area saying hi, shaking hands. They're checking in like with Jen from Allied.
Yeah.
They're all getting their free popcorn. And we're like, all right, we're going to meet you guys in the theater. Go get your seats or whatever. And we walk in. All right. Mm-hmm. After we figure no one else is coming. And JP does a, hey, we say, JP, why don't you thank everybody
for
coming by and, you know, listening to the show and all that fun stuff. So he does that. And then like they had this thing roped off and then Jason goes, hey, can I just go sit right there? And it was like probably 10 rows up farther than where he wanted to. He's talking to everybody. He goes and sits down on the end. I think he likes like an end seat like I do. I go, well, if he's going to do that, can I like go where I like to go?
And so then everybody
which was good because we were all spaced out with everybody else.
All right. Well, what day are we going to do movie club? Oh, yeah. What day of the week? Thursdays for bit season.
Yeah.
Wednesdays are Cakes Classic days.
I can't do Cakes.
Fridays are no good because the movie's already out.
Movie Monday. Summer movie Monday.
I think it's probably got to be Wednesday or Thursday because I'm guessing it would be right before the movie comes out.
That's also a good point.
I don't know. If it's blockbusters, I'm sure they'll have it a few days ahead of time. But I'm also a little bitter that Tom Cruise didn't come to our show. Actually, I would have been really bitter if I wasn't there.
If Tom Cruise would have came, JP would have challenged him to an arm wrestling contest.
He definitely would have.
And then come on air the next day and say, you know what? He wasn't that good looking.
No, he would. He's aged a lot.
That definitely would have happened.
Hey, let me tell you about the movie that I saw during my vacation. I did see a movie, but I saw it at 9:30 at night. Okay? So my kids were in bed. My brother called me at 8:30 and said, "Hey, I'm going to the movies. Do you want to come?" And of course, I was mentally exhausted, and I was like, "Yeah, of course. Let's get me out of this house. Let's go."
Yeah.
So he goes,
check out.
And I'm like, "I'm butt sized to see Indiana Jones."
Oh yeah.
Okay. Not that I'm a huge fan, but just campy blockbuster summertime, perfect. Yeah. He goes, "We're gonna go see Spider-Man Across the universe or multiverse or whatever it's called. Okay. Yeah.
New Spider-Man.
Across the Spider-Verse."
Yeah.
And first off, it's a cartoon. Okay. It's not Tom Holland.
Okay.
And I'm like, it's a 9:30 movie. It's a cartoon. I'm like, all right, I'll go.
Uh-huh.
I snuck in some sodas. I'd spent a bazillion dollars already, so I didn't want to buy an $8 soda.
I like how you clarify that. I've spent $1 billion. You know what? I don't blame you.
Yeah. That actually reminds me something about food about my parents I want to tell you about. I go into the movie theater. This is the movie that would not end. It went on and on, my friend. Yeah. The movie was 2.5 hours.
Okay.
It was a freaking cartoon for kids. I fell asleep 7 different times during this thing. Woke up. I keep looking at my phone like, it's midnight. It's midnight. How is this thing? Yeah. 30 minutes of movies beforehand or trailers beforehand. It's midnight. This thing's still not over with. I've invested so much time into this thing. I've fallen asleep. I've missed half the story. So I'm having a hard time
following
exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
And I was so wrecked. At the end of the movie, I'm thinking, unless this is a 4-hour movie, it's impossible because the villain's kicking ass still and it's 2.5 hours yeah. in.
Where's the redemption's got to be coming soon.
I have no interest in seeing any of this.
Yeah. Why didn't you say, why are we not seeing Indiana Jones?
Because one of my niece is 7 years old. And
she came?
Yeah, she's on summer break. So.
Oh, well, I thought, no, I thought you meant you're having a brother.
Yeah, that's what I thought at first when he said, you want to go to the movies. But then when he told me it was Spider-Man, I kind of figured it out. He's got 2 younger kids. After 2.5 hours of this dumb movie, it said, to be continued. I was so Rick. Now I have to not only rewatch this one, because I got to figure out everything that I missed.
Yeah. No, I'm pot committed for number 2.
I'm pot committed for the next one. It already has a name. I don't know what it's Beyond the Universe or something. Beyond the Spider-Verse. And so in 2 years, I'm going to go back and invest another 2.5 hours into this dumb part 3 of this dumb movie franchise
Mission Impossible did the same. Like, this is a part 1.
Yeah, but you knew that going in.
All right. That's
okay,
true.
Because I already knew that this is part 1 of 2 that they split. I thought I could be in and out, be done with this dumb thing. And
is Mission Impossible an elite franchise movie?
It's one of the GOATs.
Is it on your route, Mount Rushmore?
No. No. I put Indiana Jones above that. Maybe in 20 or 30 years we'll look back on it, but I can't tell you anything. It's kind of like Fast and the Furious to me.
Kind of an insult.
I know it is, but it's just a blockbuster. I love saying blockbuster.
No, you're not. No.
It's just a blockbuster summer franchise. I can't tell you anything about any of them that separate the different ones. You know, what was it? I remember the first one, the big drop on the rope and he bounces like a foot off the ground.
Do you know what they're trying to get in the first one?
A computer chip of some sort.
No, they're trying to get the knock list. Do you remember the knock list?
Vaguely.
It was the list of all of the IMF agents
that got
into the hands of the wrong people. Then they would be outed. So they had to get the knock list.
So I that makes sense. I think I skipped 2 and 3 and I picked back up at 4 and I've seen all of them since 4.
One was like a John Woo one.
Right.
I think that was on the motorcycle. I think that was 2 or 3.
Oh, John Woo directed one of those?
I think it was. I think it was. It's also
Which one's the Burj Khalifa one?
That's
or is that Fast and the Furious?
No. That is the Rogue Nation.
Okay.
I think that's Rogue Nation. And then there's Fallout.
There's a theater one or something where they're above a stage. Definitely. You missed that one. It's with his girlfriend. Is it the same girlfriend in all of them or different girlfriends?
At
the end of the movie, they're in a stage. They're like in Vienna, Austria or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly which one you're talking about. That one might be number 3.
Maybe I have seen 3.
Number 3 is the Philip Seymour Hoffman one. That's when they start doing all the mask stuff all the time.
And which one is the one with
there's a virus.
Not the virus one. There's a car chase around Paris or wherever they are. Like they're little tiny cars and they're going to like a
That's Italian job. That's steal the goal.
No, it's like the Champs de Lys or whatever.
That's Italian job. They have the Mini Cooper.
No, it's not.
They're cruising around Italy.
I think it's the last one. They're like in a BMW or something. I don't remember.
Hold on. Mission Impossible.
I get sized for them, but I don't remember any of them. Yeah, right here. Mission Impossible Fallout 2018 Paris Motorcycle. Mission Impossible. There's a BMW in the scene.
It I think number three is the virus. Number four is, Ghost Protocol.
Oh, Ghost Protocol.
Yes. Five, Rogue Nation. Six, Fallout.
Yeah. So we're on seven. And they're, what are they making? It's eight of them? Or is this part two is eight?
I guess part two would be 7B.
Okay.
You know what? I'm offended.
Why?
I'm offended.
You didn't remember half of this either.
No. I said I'm offended that you compared it to Fast and Furious.
No, it's not.
You're comparing Vin Diesel to Tom Cruise.
You're right. That is
so offensive.
Okay,
to the movie aficionados.
Okay, but if you ask me, what's the most iconic
scene?
Star Wars, okay.
What do you mean most iconic? Like
Star Wars, I'm not going to get him confused, right?
Yeah.
I know which ones are which. I don't know which Mission Impossible are which.
I don't know which ones are which after the first three.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, the first three. The furry creatures are in Revenge of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi.
Okay, Phantom Menace is young Anakin Skywalker. Okay.
That's Darth Maul.
Darth Maul is in that one. Everyone knows A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
Luke, I am your father. That's Empire Strikes Back.
Uh-huh. Yoda.
I don't know. I don't know which one's Yoda. Is that Empire Strikes Back?
Yes. Empire Strikes, where he goes in the cave.
I guess I don't know which one's Yoda.
All right. And then which, the
Revenge of the Sith, I passed on that one.
Attack of the Clones.
That's the one where they're chasing each other.
I think that's episode, I don't know.
Five. Revenge of the Sith is six.
What's the Then there's a Skywalker one.
That's the last one. That's the one that just came out.
That's the one I fell asleep during that.
Well, we're not Star Wars aficionados.
I know.
Sometimes hard to keep.
What was the one before the
Rogue One?
Rogue One. Isn't there another one?
I don't know. There's like 10 of them now. Of course, maybe we are getting them confused. I don't know. But Mission Impossible, you're not there for the story, is what I'm saying. You're there for the car chases, or the motorcycle jump off cliffs.
I would agree with that.
All right. Hey, so the last thing I want to tell you about my vacation, we'll put a bow on it.
Okay.
I want to get your thoughts on this. I really don't understand. I kind of understand it, but so I go home. My parents have like a very nice house.
It's uh-huh.
a custom house. They built it themselves like 10, 15 years ago.
I've seen one picture of it.
It's a nice place. So, and it's like immaculate. My parents are very clean. They're not hoarders. Right. There's nothing in the house.
Hold on. When you said like how your parents don't have blinds, that I knew instantly, like their place is spick and span.
Yes.
Everything's organized. Everything's neat. Cause I think that's a trait of like a modern, neat, non-messy house is just
think
no
of
blinds.
Like some farm, like modern farmhouse type thing. Okay. I don't know. She gets butt size for the sun. I don't understand it. She gets size for like a bright house.
Okay.
Lots
natural
of windows.
Natural light.
Natural light.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not the beer.
I get sized for pitch black.
All right.
So they're not hoarders is what I'm trying to say. Like there's not garbage laying around the house or anything
that. They're kind of like JP
almost minimalist.
Yeah.
Okay. But this one regard that I cannot really figure out that it is always tilting. I come home. And my dad is known for this. And maybe I've talked about it on the show before. He is a skinflint.
Yeah.
When it comes to food.
Yes. You have the infamous Costco hot dog stories.
Yes. He goes for a dollar. Okay.
Yeah.
My dad will not throw out food.
Okay.
I go home. I open the pantry, their main pantry.
All right.
Front and center. Eyeball level. No digging, nothing.
All right. So it's not all the way in the back or anything like that. It couldn't have been forgotten.
No. Impossible not to see this when you open the door. A can of, what is it? Rosarita's refried beans.
Okay.
There's three cans there.
Okay.
Pick the one out that's closest to me. half an arm's reach away. Pick it up.
Yeah, refried beans.
I know my parents. You can't eat anything in the house.
Okay.
I look at the can. Expiration date. February 2012. Okay. I look at, and then I start rifling through the pantry.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not talking just canned food. Canned food maybe you can be forgotten about.
Okay. Yeah. Especially if the date's just stamped on the bottom of it.
Nacho cheesy or Doritos, the number one seed. Okay. The original Doritos expired 2020. Nature Valley salt and sweet peanut butter bars expired 2019.
What are your parents
literally
doing?
Everything in the pantry expired.
What do they eat?
This is what I'm getting at. I don't know. I can't figure it out. So then my kids are hungry. We get there. My mom says, how about some English muffins? And they're in the refrigerator.
Okay.
Moment of weakness here.
Mm-hmm.
I go, yeah, let's toast those up. She goes, we don't really have any.
Put some butter and jelly on
them. She goes, how about some cheese toast? I'm like, okay. She goes, the only cheese I have is this queso cheese. I'm like, all right. I go, let me try that because it's kind of interesting. I taste it. It tastes like a sneaker. Okay. Awful. And I go, Mom, this is the worst cheese I've ever had. This is absolutely disgusting. Where did you get this? And she go, and then Sarah takes a bite. She goes, what's not that bad? I kind of like it. It's pungent.
That's the worst word you could use to describe cheese.
I just thought, because cheese sometimes has a weird smell. I don't know. And some cheese tastes weird. Of course, they melt it. The kids don't eat it. They don't eat it. And then I look at the bag. This came from the main drawer in the fridge. There's hardly anything in there.
Yeah.
The cheese expired 4 years ago.
Oh, my God.
There's no mold on it. I don't even understand how that's possible. Then I have to look at everything else in the fridge. Then it starts clicking again. Oh, my God. Everything in the fridge is probably moldy and expired.
What do your parents eat?
I don't know. I can't figure this out.
Do they eat?
Now, look, my mom is very tiny. She weighs like 100 pounds. So I think my mom just nibbles on stuff. Maybe, I don't know, bird food. I have no idea. And my dad is just, he's in a routine. I think he just eats like, kind of like me, peanut butter and honey sandwiches and things like that. There's no chance they cook meals. They can't.
Do they not have dinner besides going out? Like, they don't cook dinner?
They don't go out to dinner a lot. They'll go out to dinner at the lake house. There's a restaurant up there they like. So maybe once a week they go out to dinner. Because also, a lot of this has to do with my dad doesn't spend money on things that, like, he wouldn't waste a ton of money eating out all the time. But my dad
is such a skin flint that
he's so old school that I think he was raised pretty poor growing up.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, he has a bunch of brothers and sisters, so he was probably taught, we don't throw things away. You're going to eat this. But that's what I was taught, and I'm the complete opposite. I have an extreme phobia of mold because when I was little, my dad was feeding us the big bags of Costco shredded cheese, right?
Yeah.
McNachos or something like that.
Oh, God.
Or pizza. My dad made pizza all the time.
Oh, that's just filled with spores.
Spores. So green spores, mold on a. My dad would take the moldy ones out.
You're gonna make me sick.
Okay,
you're gonna make me sick for the second time today.
And then force us to eat moldy cheese.
You're literally gonna make me sick again.
The bread goes moldy, right?
Yeah.
He would throw the moldy bread away, and then make us dinner with the rest of the leftover bread that didn't have the actual green mold on it yet.
You're literally making me sick. This will be.
But I block all this stuff out when I'm not at home. And so I kind of move on with my life. I was not really thinking about it.
Oh, that was so gross.
I can't figure out my dad.
Hey, I don't think I could ever eat cheese again. From that story
I need a cheese
today.
Break too.
I need a cheese break.
Okay.
You know what, like, if you're a kid and your parents catch you smoking a cigarette, they make you smoke a pack.
That's
basically what happened today.
You get so drunk you never want to drink
again.
Yeah.
My parents caught me sneaking a beer and they funneled the Jägermeister down my throat right now.
Right.
That's exactly what happened.
What is, like, are there other people like that? Will not throw food away and will just eat. I'm telling you, dude.
No.
Mayonnaise, 2018. They're using the mayonnaise. They're eating the Oreos. No, we had Oreos at the lake house. How can Oreos be expired? with kids around? I'm so confused.
Well, aren't your brothers and sisters aren't bringing their kids there too? Shouldn't they be eating the Oreos?
I don't know. I opened the pantry at the lake house, the cupboard. Oh, Oreos. Let me try. Mm-hmm. The stalest, awful.
You try to twist it off, it crumbles in your hand.
Of course, the Oreos are 3 years expired.
Hey, there's nothing like dunking an Oreo in some rancid milk.
yes, dude. I don't know. They have chickens. They have chickens. They eat eggs all the time. They have chickens.
Okay.
But I'm sure these chickens are pumping out one or two eggs a day.
Yeah, and I'm sure the
eggs they're eating are months old, too.
Oh.
Right, because there's a backlog of them. There's so many eggs in the house.
They're eating chicken fetus.
They're eating eggs from February.
Oh, probably. God. Dude, you're literally making me sick.
They're making me sick.
Perhaps your father. You want to know why?
Why?
Because he probably has an iron stomach.
He does. Never sick. he's eaten every parasite out there.
That thing's been through World War III. He's probably got the longest tapeworm.
He probably does. My mom probably has one. That's probably why
she's so skinny. She has the big tapeworm.
Dude, I'm telling you. My dad will scoop out every last speck of peanut butter from the tube or from the can.
Yeah.
He gets the spatula out until it's completely clear. not one speck of brown left in the peanut butter jar.
That's actually very skillful.
It's a talent. He had a gallon thing of Costco mayonnaise.
Yeah.
It was down to the final ounce. Yeah. Final ounce of it, less than an ounce. Yeah, really, 1/16th of an ounce.
64 ounces. Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Yes. And it was 5 years expired. God bless. God bless him. Yeah, I can't figure him out.
He disrespects expiration dates.
He doesn't care. Unless he sees physical mold on it, he'll just scoop that out and then eat the rest. He's a sicko.
Very.
Yes.
All right. You know what's not sick is Don't Sleep energy drink.
Love Don't Sleep.
Today's episode of Bit Season is brought to you by Don't Sleep energy drink. Don't Sleep supports us, Matt and Matt, the Bit Season boys. Get some today at don'tsleepenergy.com and use promo code BITTIES. That's BITTIES, BITTIES, for 10% off every order. Follow and like on all social media at Don't Sleep Energy. I've been drinking my sugar-free one all show long. I will boom, 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 boom. I might need another one for the second half of the show.
I missed my sleep on vacation.
Well, I'm so happy that you left your office unlocked.
Oh, they were ransacked?
No, I went into your fridge because I took a bunch of them, mm-hmm. stuck them in your fridge, and I was drinking them all week, all show when you were absent. Because I was working extra hard with you not here.
I know how it goes.
And I needed my Don't Sleep energy drink.
All right. Love Don't Sleep. Love Mike. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, maybe let's talk about the future of Bit Season.
Ooh, good tease.
All right. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back to Bit Season, episode 89. Before we went to break, Drab teased a State of the Union, I guess you could say, for the show for Bit Season. Drab, do you have a major announcement to make?
No, you're being stupid. There's no State of the Union, no major announcement. We said that we would take some of this time during the break here to think about the future of the show and kind of what we want to do with it. We toss some ideas around, but here's what we can tell you. We're going to continue doing Bit Season. We have no plans of quitting Bit Season. We like doing the show. In fact, we wanted to do more Bit Season. We wanted to do it, be honest, we wanted to do it every single day, a small podcast every single day. We're still hoping maybe we can do that in some sort of some fashion, but we kicked around the idea of doing the 5 a.m. hour with the Junkies, but it's just not going to happen right now.
Look, it's not done completely. It's something that it can be revisited, hopefully, in the future.
Right.
But right now, we're focused on this show, right? Right.
Focused on the Junkies first.
But our weekly show,
right?
So with you guys, and hopefully down the road, inquire and try and put something together again.
Right. So we kind of teased that like a few months ago that, hey, look, we're working on some stuff. We still have a lot of ideas on stuff we want to do because we want to do more Bit Season. We have a lot of fun doing it together. Everyone's saying, you got to do more. But you got to remember, we have to have permission to do more. And then we have to
To be honest with you, the show isn't our job.
Right. It's not our job. Like Valdez has a lot going on after the show with all kinds of production work. You know, I have stuff to do as assistant program director and also just producing the show and getting ideas ready for the next day or for that morning. So I know it seems like we should be doing more and do more, but we can't do that right now. So we're just going to continue doing the Thursday show.
There is cool stuff that you will see shortly, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. There is, you know, don't be upset. We did get some stuff that we were hoping for.
Absolutely, yeah.
Hopefully you'll see that
We'll have
soon.
A little bit more information on that soon. Yes, but the time being,
Kind of a weird tease.
Well, the reason why is a bunch of messages. People think we quit Bit Season or something like that. No.
We're getting ready for
our third football season here. So we're just going to... We have a lot of fun doing this show.
No, I want to tell you something, Drab. I missed doing the show with you.
I know.
During our hiatus, it was nice after a week or two.
Did you think about doing like a Zoom call with me, a Zoom Bit Season?
Never. I would never bother you on vacation.
I could have used it.
Really?
I got to work.
Hey, babe, why don't you watch the kid? How long a show are you doing? Oh, it's about a 5-hour show.
Right. Yeah.
No, I enjoy doing the show with you too.
Yeah, man. So we're going to...
I think we get better with each episode.
Hey, this one's gone well so far. Yeah. But anyways, guys, we want to say thank you and say if you are disappointed that we kind of tease it, we are doing more, we apologize. Maybe we spoke too soon.
We counted our chickens before they hatched.
But we're not going to give up. We got a lot of ideas.
Yes. And you'll still get your weekly show.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is a priority.
We're not going anywhere. We're not stopping the show. We love doing the show.
I think what happened, like, stuff happens while we're doing this show that either Valdez or myself are needed for, and we're like locked away in a studio. And so sometimes stuff happens and we're not available while we're doing the show. So they need us. They don't want us that to happen more often than it already is. So that's kind of the gist of it.
And to be honest with you, pull back the curtain in radio speak.
Pull it back.
If we did say we wanted to do like a 30-minute short show, 20-minute daily short show every single day, it would end up being like an hour. We would just ramble on.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll figure it out. Support us.
Just download it and share it with everyone else and support us. And hopefully we can you know, do some more things down the road.
But I do.
But you will get your you will get your fill of bit season.
Yeah, I want to give you props today for thinking on your feet and running in and saving the cheeseburger challenge.
Ooh,
in a way, you kind of saved it. You still.
What do you, explain saving it. How? What do you mean? Did it really need saving?
Well, Cakes took the wimpiest bite of all time, and it was in his mouth for half a second before he projectiled it out of the, out onto the table, and he couldn't have the Kraft singles. He couldn't make it work, and you go, I'm going in, and you ran in and you took a monster bite of that thing, and it must have been so disgusting that, because I know you, if you could have embarrassed Cake's manlyhood,
I went in there with the sole purpose of cucking Cakes.
Yeah,
she's doing a cheese cuck.
Right.
It should have been the cheese cuck challenge
to show what a wimp he is that he couldn't polish off a couple slices of cheese.
Yeah, like, oh my God, Cakes, it's just cheese. You have this averse thing about cheese so much that you take this little mouse nibble and you spit it up. I wanted to go in there and embarrass him. I wanted to be like Joey Chestnut and just demolish that thing right in front of him.
Hey, that Joey Chestnut meme of him or him walking back to the stage, his face like his game face on. Yeah. I looked at that 100 times on vacation.
Well, that was me running into the studio. I was going to do the Kobayashi shake. Yeah. I was going to stretch my jaws, pick my big bite. But I will say, that was the grossest. grossest thing I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, yeah. It looked revolting.
You know what it felt like? It felt like it's 2 o'clock and you're at 2 o'clock in the morning and one of your friends orders you a shot.
a Rumpelmintz.
And you do it and you chug that thing down and you get that taste and burning sensation in your spit of your stomach.
And you know it's all coming back up.
Hey, I puked.
I heard you puked. You ran over to that garbage can outside the studio.
It wasn't like
a full-on vomit.
Yeah. It was like the queasy stomach bile in your stomach thing that came up.
Yeah.
It was so gross. Hey, I actually, looking back on it,
I
have radio regret. My radio regret is, and I don't know if NBC Sports Washington would have aired this. I wish I didn't try and hide because I was ashamed that I was puking because I wanted to.
Oh, you think you should have, yeah.
My goal was to go embarrass Cakes. When I, in fact, was the one who got embarrassed.
You should have, yeah.
I should have been the performer. I should have been the performer and just let it come out right on air.
It should have been like that 80s movie, Stand By Me, when they had the pie eating contest and everyone starts puking. Everyone was watching. And everyone vomiting all over the room.
Yes.
That should have been the goal.
I know. Look, when Jason said puke in his lap, I should have listened.
Yeah.
I should have just vomitosed all over Cakes. And then hopefully the smell of the cheese vomit would induce Cakes to vomit.
How would have AWOD handled the situation? This is when we need AWOD. Because unfortunately for Cakes, now, look, he hates cheese, so it was kind of a no-brainer to get him involved. But the other three guys wouldn't have done that. They wouldn't have taken the cheeseburger challenge. Cakes has been demoted to lowest on the totem pole. Unfortunately.
Hey, I will say, I felt young and spry again today.
Why?
Because that's something that the young radio young radio boy comes and does.
Oh, yeah. You're like, you're the show, the court jester.
Yeah, the court jester.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go do that. Swallow my pride, and then go try and swallow cheese.
Hey, how could we have made it better? Like, what would we have done to anything we could have done to make it better?
Oh, yes.
Or what could we do next?
Yes. Okay. I'll tell you exactly what you should have done.
Had a toaster oven. But he said toaster oven 100 times.
No. This is what you should have done.
All right.
And this is something Stern would have done.
Yes, tell me.
All right. You should have conspired with Cakes. Okay.
All right. You should have, all right. An inside radio bit.
All right. You should have conspired with Cakes during the break. All right. Say, hey, Cakes, why don't you come here? I'm going to try and make this. Why don't you tell me how you like it while you make it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then you go into the bathroom. All right. Then you put your pubes. you put your pubes on the cheeseburger. Okay, you and both cakes. You guys pluck your pubes out while you're in the middle of the bathroom. You put it on the back end of the burger. You put it on the back end of the burger. All right. Then you have cakes take his little mouse bite.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't touch the pubes.
And then we call Valdez.
Then you go. Oh my God. Jeez, cakes! Look at that tiny bite. Valdez, go show him. All right, go show him how to go take a real bite of that real burger, real cheeseburger. All right, and I come marching in there, and I go, here, you show him. Watch this, cakes. And I go like that, and then all of a sudden I'm hawking up a phlegm ball because I got drab pubes down my throat.
And then you go,
how'd that taste? You go, well, there, I got a hair in my mouth. Then you go. Then Cakes on his phone has a picture of you.
Video.
All right,
shaving
your pubes, putting it on the burger.
Yeah,
that's some radio.
Okay. Hey, you know what? I should have asked you that yesterday when we were talking about this. What would Stern do?
Yeah, you know that. That's like my WWJD, except this JD is JD Harmeyer.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's good to at least do one or two true bit season bits during bit season. Bit season being July, middle of summer.
Yeah.
You know, we've done, what was the thing we did a long time ago? The Scrub the Dirtiest Listener.
Oh, yeah.
Hot chick came in here.
Yeah, I was Irish. It was Irish Spring
or Irish Sport.
They were the sponsorship.
And we had like.
And they wanted us to come up with a competition because they wanted to give money away. And we got the dirtiest. Give us your resume for the dirtiest listener. And we had people who were sewage cleaner, like custodians.
God, great radio.
It was great
radio. And then we had a hot chick in a bikini
scrub the dirtiest listeners. And then they got a cash prize.
That was a great bit.
Yeah,
I just remember that because it was in July when we did that. I remember it was the day the day before training camp started or something.
Yeah, we got an inflatable pool, filled it with water.
All right, well, let's see. Maybe we can do one
more.
You know what really
good ones are?
What?
All right, I think the guys really like food bits.
I know they are.
They're a sucker for food bits.
You know,
so like the PB and J off.
You know, we still have time because everybody always thinks you got to make it to training camp. But after 2 days of training camp,
everyone's
bored of training camp and they just want the games to start. So then you still have more filler. You have another month of filler. So bit season, in my eyes, goes all the way until basically week one of college football season.
I would agree.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, that's it for today. We're back. We had a good time, and we will be back tomorrow on the Junkies. We'll be back next Thursday on Bit Season. Don't forget about our guy, Mike, from Don't Sleep, don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code BITTIES for 10% off every order. Mike, thanks for sticking through our sabbatical there.
Yeah.
What do you think on the other side.
What do you think about calling it a sabbatical? Speaking of sabbatical, what was with all your religious stuff that you're doing on vacation?
Well, I get my kids baptized. Is that so awful?
And then you do something else.
I got my marriage validated. It was a whole thing. I went to confession during Lent. And
hey, what did you confess? Give me one of your confessions.
I was 23 years of sin. I hadn't been to confession.
That's probably hours of confession.
It was like
give
10
me,
minutes.
Give me one thing you confessed to.
Theft. Theft. I've stolen so many. Not that I'm a kleptomaniac.
No, but yeah, I understand.
But here's the problem.
I would kill to be on the other side of that.
Well, I didn't itemize it.
What do you call that?
Petition? I forget. Yeah, I didn't itemize it. But in general, so some general theft, some stolen pay per views, stolen candy bars,
okay.
things like that.
Hey, did you say, hey, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
When you confessed to your stolen pay-per-views to Father, Father Stu, did you have to go, I need to confess to UFC 1, UFC 2, UFC 3, all the way up to 260?
No, you keep it general and quick. But the problem is when you atone for your sin,
yes,
it's to turn away from, right? So you don't do it again. You have no intentions of doing it again. But I know next Conor McGregor fight or the Tyson Fury fight coming up here in October, I will be stealing that pay-per-view.
You're calling your shot.
Yeah. I mean, how many? I can apologize for looking at porno, but I know today at 2 p.m. Yeah,
I'm going to look at porno.
Yeah. It's a never-ending battle. Anyway, so there was.
Hey, aren't you embarrassed that you got to tell them that you watch porno or your thoughts?
I use the word lust.
But how do you phrase it? Just, Father, I've lusted over other women.
Yeah, I was lusted outside of marriage or something like that. I mean, I don't know.
Let me ask you a question.
It was a long list. Let me finish real quick. I went through the whole thing, right? It bared my soul, and then at the end of it, he said, sorry, Matt, I can't absolve you of your sins.
so you thought you were getting your hall pass and he didn't give you one.
That's the whole point of it. Like, so you can, and then, so Catholic Church is very strict on rules.
Yeah.
Not that there's like necessarily an enforcer, but you got to play by the rules. Turns out it's a controversial ruling by my priest. I've talked to other priests about it. Like, he shouldn't have done that. He's supposed to absolve you of your sins if you confess.
Uh-huh.
But he got me on the technicality that I'm having sex outside of marriage because I didn't get married in the Catholic Church. So the Catholic Church, in my eyes, they don't, I'm not married in the eyes of the Catholic Church because I didn't get married by a priest inside a church.
Oh.
I got married at the farm.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So in the church's eyes, they don't see me as married. Therefore, I'm having premarital sex or sex outside of marriage.
All right.
So I'm in sin. I'm continuing to be sin until I get this fixed. So I had to get married in the church. It was a whole thing. My wife had the same reaction you did. She was not sized.
This is what I want to know.
Anyways, I got to take care.
Are those knee pads comfortable? It looks butt comfortable.
With the pew when you
yeah, yeah. yeah.
Some of them are. Some of them are not. I usually am a butt sloucher. I usually slouch my butt back on the pew.
Oh.
So I'm not upright.
And are wafers tasty or is that?
They're not bad. We can't call them wafers. That's insulting.
Oh, you know what I mean? Is communion tasty?
It's very bland, but it does. Sometimes you get stuck in your teeth or your gums. It's kind of silly.
Flavor saver.
It's a little bit of a flavor saver, but it's the most bland cracker you could think of. If that's a wafer, I mean, it dissolves. It's like paper. It dissolves.
Hey, I will say, when I was at a wedding, it was in a Catholic church.
Yeah.
They did the whole mass and all that nonsense.
Yeah,
not nonsense.
That's fine. You're not going to offend me. Believe
I know,
me.
But you know what I'm what I'm getting at. I felt. Like I was left behind because everyone was getting up.
Kneeling down.
No. Everyone was getting up, getting that
communion. Oh, communion, yeah.
That wafer.
Receiving the body of Christ.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there twiddling my thumbs while everyone
else. Most people, there's a lot of people sitting there. That don't go up. But also one of the rules is if you don't go to confession regularly, you can't go to communion. But they would never know that. It's a whole thing.
Hey, do you want to be a priest?
No, of course not. I already got enough guilt. Too late for that one.
All right. Sorry. You said we were ending. On another tangent.
Yeah, you always like to ask me religious questions.
I do. I'm intrigued.
Come to Mass with me sometime.
Did I tell you? I think I told you this.
What?
Maybe I never admitted this one bit season before, but I, my brother's friend, Bo.
Yeah.
All right. Very, very religious.
Bo Schembechler.
No, not that one.
Yeah, okay.
This is just B.O.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Baptist faith.
Right.
He invited me to play softball with him. Okay.
Was it to the church softball
league? It was the church league.
He didn't tell you that? Did you bring a cooler beer?
So I got a cooler beer and 50 tins of dip. Okay. But I like Bo. I like playing softball.
Yeah. You got your standard softball.
Yeah. All right.
Accessories.
And so I go, I'm starting second baseman.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And but in order to play, and also it was free. It was church league softball. It was free.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, hey, you want to play softball? I go, yeah, sure. How much I owe for everything? He goes, no, you don't got to pay anything.
Oh, you signed up for the season.
Yeah, signed up for the season. He goes, you don't got to pay anything, you know. I go, oh, that's great. I like playing softball. Everyone seems pretty cool.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, you just got to come to church. So I had to go to Baptist church.
Are you serious? How long ago was this?
This was before I bought my house and I was like living at my parents trying to save up just the extra scratch.
2012, 2013.
Yeah, right around there.
Uh-huh.
And,
he forced you to go?
Yeah. So I had to go to
every Sunday.
I was three times a month.
Okay. Yeah. You were sick the other Sunday.
The other Sundays, I couldn't make it. Uh-huh. And I said, oh, I must have missed you. I caught the later.
I don't know enough.
But I had to go do indoor.
Would you have to wear a shirt and tie and all that?
No. You could wear like a golf shirt your Dockers. All right.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to go do that. So that I could go play softball.
Yeah, you must have really loved softball, or you just are already pot committed.
I was both. I liked softball, and I was pot committed. Yeah. Do you know? All right, so our team was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
are you playing against like Mormons and Presbyterians?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was like a rival. Okay,
yeah. Our team was called Faith Baptist.
All right.
We played like the other, like the Children of something or other,
Church of Christ.
Yeah,
or something.
We're playing Church of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And we're playing in this huge church softball tournament. All right.
Really?
So imagine like what Horsey's wife does. Like it's a big deal tournament.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And everyone's supposed to be in good faith, but deep down everyone's just trying to win.
Right. Yeah.
Well, we're playing and I think this is like in the semifinal game. We're playing like a pretty good team. All right. God, I wish I remember the name of them. They had like college players on their team. And I get on first base. Okay. I get a single. All right. And the first baseman calls timeout. All right. Makes a whole scene. Walks over to the umpire and says, the runner on first has chewing tobacco in his mouth.
Yeah. Are you serious?
I'm serious. He goes, runner on first has chewing tobacco in his mouth. That's ungodly.
All right. Against the rule.
Did you swallow your dick?
I would have swallowed it.
So I was like, what is he talking about? And then
runner, come here.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I went over.
I had to open my mouth and he had to look in my mouth like he was a dentist. So he made me take my dip out.
You called runner out?
No. Then the umpire has to go to the middle of the field and makes the whole announcement. He goes, number 13 had chewing tobacco in his mouth. This is his first warning. And this is everyone else's warning. If there is any other tobacco product on the field right now, this game will be forfeited.
Dude, that is mortifying. I would have died of embarrassment.
Like, I was like, you know what I wanted to do? And then the coach, who's the father, the priest, father, whatever you want to call him.
Pastor, okay?
He looks at me. He goes, son, we don't do that here. I've been doing it all season.
This is playoffs.
I know. This is the playoffs. You know what I wanted to say to him? I said, I'm going to church so I can play for free.
Yeah, you should have said I'm also drunk.
I'm also running to the car taking nips out of my flask.
That's about funny. That's a good story.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we went way over.
Yeah, sorry.
It's like Grant and Danny are here. They're about to start their show.
Yeah, they got to go do their show.
All right, guys. Have a great day. We'll see you soon. Thanks for listening to Bit Season. See you later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.